I never really thought about being fired until I was informed the role I was playing in a Woody Allen play would no longer be performed by me.
That was 2 years ago. And since then, actress and day-to-day contributing writer Annabelle Gurwitch has developed the experience of being fired into something like a part-time job. She's collected hundreds of stories from other workers who've gotten axed. She's got a stage show with people telling stories about being fired. She's working on a book. She's making a documentary, leaving us to wonder, where is Annabelle going next with this being fired thing?
Okay, Alex, it is not true that I am making a sculpture in the shape of Donald Trump's face out of butter. But it is true that I have become somewhat obsessed with the topic of being made redundant. It can be upsetting when you idolize someone and they just think you suck. But being fired by Woody Allen was the launching point for something I never could have anticipated. Friends in show business started telling me their stories, and I heard everything from Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives' account of reading in the New York Times that she was no longer in the cast of a play she had been doing, to Paul Feig, the creator of the cult favorite TV show Freaks and Geeks' unhappy tenure as the Ronald McDonald clown in the greater Toledo area. He was chased off an elementary school campus by an angry mob of seven-year-olds. Or stories like my friend Jim Turner, who is probably best known for his role on HBO's Arliss. Back in 1987, Jim was a relatively unknown comic when he landed a starring role as Captain Justice in an ABC TV series called Once a Hero.
I was doing yard work in San Francisco and got this job being the star of a TV show with Milo O'Shea and Robert Forster.
And why do you think you were fired from as Captain Justice?
Well, I know why I was fired.
It's not pretty. In fact, after shooting the pilot, Jim learned that he was fired because ABC executives didn't think he was handsome enough.
I was on tour with my comedy group, Duck's Breath Mystery Theater, home of Ian Scholes and Dr. Science. Phone rang, and it was the producer of the show who fought and fought and fought for me, Dusty Kay, and this executive from New World Television. And they said, Jim, you got a minute? And I said, yeah. And I just talked to him 2 days before, and everything was great. They said, yeah, we're going to have to let you go. And I thought they were joking, and I kept saying, oh, yeah, wow, that's, what am I going to do? And they didn't let go of the joke, and I said, wait a minute. You guys, and it was like I'd been beaten up.
So do you think when you hear the words, you got a minute, that's usually a bad sign?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A classic show business firing. But my favorite stories, Alex, have nothing to do with the industry. And Jim has one of those stories, too. So you had a job in a cemetery.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I mowed around the gravestones. There were these little teeny mowers that were like about the size of a toaster oven.
Jim had a boss that he didn't like very much. Well, okay, he couldn't stand the guy, especially his macho banter.
Which was, you know, you be right, I'll do you right. You be a man, I'll be a man. You know, it's all that kind of stuff. And you heard this for hours, hours and hours. And then we had a thing happen, and I just exploded it back at him. I was going, you know, you be a man, you be, treat me right, I'll treat you right. And that really, that blew his head off. And I got sort of chased off the job with a sickle.
Okay, even Woody Allen didn't chase me with a sickle, although I guess I did get the proverbial hook. Well, then I asked Jim if he had ever fired anyone.
Kind of. I had to ask somebody not to be in a live show.
Did you chase him with a sickle?
No. I.
You called them and you said,
I called them.
Do you have a minute?
You know, I might have. I said it's just not working out in the show. I think I might have said, do you have a minute? That is so pathetic.
Oh, well, there you go. At least you didn't tell them they weren't handsome enough, I'm assuming.
Well, of course I did. Okay, you're fired and that's done and you're not going to be in the show. Oh, by the way, you aren't very handsome.
All right. Actor Jim Turner. You see, Alexi, this project has been very instructive. We can learn from other people's stories.
Annabelle.
Oh, excuse me. That's my producer, Steve Proffitt.
Yeah, sorry, Annabelle. Listen, do you have a minute?
Gotta go, Alex. Later.
Annabelle Gurwitch, occasionally employed as a contributing writer on this program, her stage show, Fired, Tales of Jobs Gone Bad, opens a 4-day run tonight at the Skirball Center in Los Angeles. And if you have a story about being fired, Annabelle would like to hear it, so would we. You can write her, K care of us. The address is daytoday@npr.org. Put Annabelle in the subject line, please, or canned, or fired, axed, downsized, anything. You get the idea. Just write us daytoday@npr.org.